A blessed new year to one and all. Today marks the 19th day of 2025. How has the year been for you? As we step into this new year, some of us might have taken time to reflect and commit ourselves, our family, and our ministry to God. For some, 2025 arrived abruptly, and transition is still underway. In today's message, let us take time to examine ourselves and our relationship with God, and reflect on how we should respond to God as we embark in this new year. Let us go to God and pray. Dear Almighty God, we give you thanks for this new year and pray for your leading. Grant us open ears and hearts as we listen to your message this morning. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. When I first heard the choir sing in the church I attended, I was deeply moved. The music and the singing was heavenly. It was melodious and harmonious, and I was very impressed. A few weeks later, the church began to recruit people for a musical event. I wanted to be part of the choir and contribute to the event, but I was hesitating because I wasn't confident of my singing abilities. So I look at the list. There are singing, audiovisual, prayer warrior, and I found something I can serve in, logistics. And I told the lady at the booth that I would like to join and serve in the logistic team. It turned out that she was a choir member, and she looked at me and said, "Join the choir lah, we can serve together." And so she signed me up. This brings us to today's topic, serve the body of Christ in unity. Well, who are involved? What can each person bring to the body of Christ? And how can we serve in unity? Today's Bible text is 1 Corinthians chapter 12. In this passage, Paul addressed the Christian in Corinthians. He talks about the importance and the diversity of spiritual gifts, as well as unity in the body of Christ. The next slide. We will divide today's passage into two halves and examine these two points. You have distinctive gifts from God. You have gifts from the Holy Spirit. In God, everyone, you and me, receives spiritual gifts from the Holy Spirit. And there is a purpose for these spiritual gifts. Second, let us serve the body of Christ with our gifts in unity. The many individuals with gifts form the body of Christ. Everyone is essential in the body of Christ. In the kingdom of God, everyone is involved in serving the body of Christ. We'll go to point one. You have distinctive gifts from God. And the purpose of this gift is for the common good, to build up the faith community. The Corinthian church then faced a problem. It was a fallen condition of human. Some Corinthian Christians felt more spiritual with their spectacular gifts. They felt that speaking in tongues was the main gift of the Spirit. This caused issues in the community. So Paul needed to help them put all spiritual gifts and spiritual matters in the right perspective. He explained to the Corinthians that the endowment of the Spirit is not about superiority. Each person has gifts from the same Spirit, and none of these gifts are more superior than others. He hoped that the Corinthians would acknowledge the diverse gifts and appreciate the gifts of others. Now, who has gifts endowed by God? All Christians who make basic Christian confession are endowed with spiritual gifts. And you have distinctive gifts from God. You receive spiritual gifts from the Holy Spirit. Verse 4, now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. Paul highlighted the diversity of gifts that comes from the same Spirit. Gifts are bestowed by the grace of the Spirit. Gifts are intended to be used to serve the Lord with servant attitude. Verse 7 reads, to each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. This means that you receive spiritual giftedness as manifestation of the Spirit. This is God's grace to you. These gifts are talent to be deployed to serve the Lord. They are for mutual edification. They are not for boasting or to create disorder. These gifts are for the common good of the faith community. And God gives diverse gifts to the believers to edify the church. All gifts are apportioned as God wills. In verses 8 to 11, Paul listed 9 spiritual gifts in 3 sections: wisdom and knowledge, faith, healings, miracles, prophecy, and distinguishing spirits, as well as tongues and their interpretation. These are gifts of word and deed. But this list is not exhaustive. These 9 gifts represent the more spectacular and miraculous gift that the Corinthians were after, and that caused division. Paul stressed that all gifts come from the same Spirit. Paul tells us in verse 11 that all gifts are empowered by one and the same Spirit. And the same Spirit apportioned to each one individually as he wills. It is not individual merit. No one can determine who gets what. And this gift cannot be used to assign special status to anyone in the church. God bestows upon you distinctive gifts for the common good. How would you respond to God? When I was in primary school, my teacher shared a story of the lady with the lamb. I was touched by her gesture of love and care, and how she humbly served the community. God bestowed upon Florence Nightingale the spiritual gifts of compassion, leadership, and dedication. She felt a calling from God to serve others in nursing, and he served the soldiers during the Crimean War. Her spiritual gifts led her to improve the healthcare system of the time. She implemented sanitation practices that saved countless lives. And she also established the foundation for modern nursing education. Nightingale was committed to use her gifts for the common good. And this shows that recognizing and exercising one's spiritual gifts can profoundly affect the community as well as the world. John Stark was a British Anglican priest and theologian. He was noted as the leader of the worldwide evangelical movement. He wrote, "The same Holy Spirit distributes different gifts to different people, but all for the common good. Each Christian has a unique combination of gifts, ministries, and opportunities." John Stark emphasizes that the Holy Spirit purposefully bestows different spiritual gifts to believers, and this ensures a diversity of talents within the church. And each believer's unique combinations of gifts, ministry, and opportunities highlights the importance of everyone's contribution to the community. Now, how does it look like for you? You have distinctive gifts from God, and you are exercising them. We thank God for your faithfulness. You are aware that you have this unique and distinctive gifts, but you are not exercising them. Pray to God and ask Him how you can use them for the common good. You feel that you do not have any giftings. You may not be aware of what gifts you have. But God wants you to know that you have distinctive gifts. Each one of us are bestowed with gifts from the Holy Spirit. If you recall, last year we did an exercise on spiritual gifts using a list of questionnaires. If you are still unsure about what gifts you have, you can get a copy of the questionnaires from your CG leader, or you can email to me and ask for a copy. You can complete the exercise, recognize what gifts you have, pray to God and respond to Him. You can also talk to our CG leader, the church leaders, or the pastors on how you can exercise your gifts. Use it responsibly and contribute to the faith community. The Corinthian Christian was unclear about spiritual gifts. Paul put the diverse gifts in perspective and affirmed that each one is given gifts to edify the church. You have distinctive gifts from God. You are bestowed with gifts to edify the church. Let us now look at how we can serve the body of Christ in unity. The body of Christ is made up of many individuals with diverse endowed gifts. Let us appreciate each other's gifts and serve one another in unity. There was then a lack of unity in the Corinthians church. The individual boasted about their individual endowment that caused disunity. Paul sought to address not only the diversity of gifts, but also the unity of the body. Paul used the metaphor of the church as the body of Christ. He talked about many in relation to one body. He likened the multiple members endowed with gifts to that of members in the one human body, each with specialized function. And just as the human body unifies every member, Christ unified the diversity of endowed members. And Paul stressed that Christ is the unifying principle of the church. And each of the members has a role to play in the church. Paul instilled in the believers a sense of their corporate identity, the body of Christ. Although the believers are different individuals, they are united in Christ. Verse 14 says, "For the body does not consist of one member, but of many." Paul emphasized the unity of all believers who are baptized in one spirit regardless of ethnic or social groups. He stressed diversity that many form one body, and you are the member in relation to one body. You are the multiple and diverse members serving one body. Verse 18 tells us, "But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them as he chose." Each part of the body has a unique and necessary role. All parts are important. There are the hand, the ear, the eye, and so on. Each has its distinctive function. They need one another to form a healthy functionality of the body. Each member is important, especially those that may seem less significant. And Paul highlighted the interdependency and mutual care within the body. Verse 26 says, "If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together." Paul affirmed the need for one another, and he helped the overly exalted to have a more balanced perspective. Now, you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. This is a metaphor of the church as the body of Christ. In the body of Christ, everyone is important. Paul likened every member in the church to part of a physical body. Each member has a distinct function. Each is essential for the overall health and functionality of the body of Christ. We are one body. We are all the one body of Christ, whose head is God. And we are all members of the one body of Christ. You are the body of Christ and individually members of it, and you have roles to play in the body of Christ. Paul gives us a sample list of gifts in verses 28 to 30. But he stated that not one of these gifts was for all believers. The first, second, and third in verse 28 seems to contradict what Paul says earlier. One commentator explained that we can see this enumeration. Chronological priority. Paul was using the term apostle. In the verse, it says first apostle. Paul was using the term apostle in its root sense of those sent out on a mission. We will call them missionaries or church planter. So to establish a congregation, we need the roles of church planting, proclamation of word, teaching, and so on. Each one of us is endowed with various roles and gifts within the church. Each one has a role to play. It may be participation through worship, service, teaching, helping, or other forms of ministry. There are no pew warmers or bystanders. All are meant to participate actively and build up the church. Next slide, yes. Johnny Erickson is an American evangelical Christian author and radio host. When she was 17, she drove to the Chesapeake Bay after misjudging the shallowness of the water. She had a fracture between the fourth and fifth of the cervical vertebrates, and she became a quadriplegia, and she was paralyzed from the shoulder down. When she was in Germany speaking at a church, a blind woman named Elizabeth served as her translator. Both of them were on stage. She was in the wheelchair, and Elizabeth was with a white cane. During the break, someone placed a magazine on Johnny's lap. It looks like a good read, but with her quadriplegia condition, she could not hold the magazine or flip the pages. So she said to Elizabeth, "Elizabeth, how about you turn the pages for me, and I will read out aloud, and both of us can enjoy the magazine." And so they did that. And together they accomplished something that blessed both of them. Harrison said that, "That is how the body of Christ should work. Our combined weaknesses become delighted strengths. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 describes how we all need each other. Just as a physical body needs feet, hands, ears, and eyes to move forward. If we isolate from other Christians, we impoverish them and ourselves." This is so encouraging, isn't it? Here is another quote from John Stahl. In 2005, Time magazine ranked Stahl among the 100 most influential people in the world. He wrote, "Unity in the body of Christ is not uniformity, but diversity in unity. Each member has a unique gift, and when we use our gifts together, we reflect the manifold wisdom of God." Stout highlights that true unity in the church does not mean everyone being the same. Instead, it means embracing and celebrating differences. Each believer brings unique perspective, experiences, and gifts, and they contribute to the church's collective mission. And when these gifts are used together, they reflect God's wisdom in creating a diverse yet united body of believers. How does it look like you? How does it look like for you? The ministry within the church still experiences disunity and conflicts with each other. But we have to remember that each ministry of the church is important. Whether it is the generation ministry, worship ministry, care groups, or fellowship groups, all are important for the health and growth of the church. Whether your gifts are more visible, like teaching and worship leading, or your gifts are those that are behind the scenes, like helping or administrative, all have a role to play in building up the church. How would you respond to God with your gifts? And you have distinctive gifts from God. Let us serve the body of Christ with our gifts in unity. Yeah, in closing, yes, so I joined the choir in the alto section for a number of years. Some of us were not musically trained, so the choir committee provided classes on music theory before the choir practice. They also provided recordings of the alto section to help us practice. Each choir member, whether in the alto section, soprano, bass or tenor, as well as the pianist, the choir conductor, the AV crew, the prayer warriors and the logistic team, had unique role in that musical event. When the choir sang together in harmony, they produced beautiful and powerful choral singing. The musical event would not have been possible without the AV crew, the prayer warriors, and the logistic team. Similarly, the body of Christ is made up of diverse members, each with unique gifts that contribute to the overall harmony of the church. You have distinctive gifts from God. Let us be united as we serve the body of Christ, because we are given gifts for this purpose. Amen.